This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we're excited. Someone is putting a smile on the faces of orphans, vulnerable children and people living with HIV. There's an organization called Bail Drift, a drop-in center that's creating a safe and supportive space for all these people. You know, they are our breakfast champion today.
We are celebrating them today, and through initiatives like their vegetable gardens that feed over 200 learners. I mean, this center is not only addressing food security, but they're also creating a safe and supportive space for orphans, vulnerable children, and people living with HIV. And it looks like really from education support to health and wellness program, they continue to empower and uplift the community in truly meaningful ways. We are talking this morning to the project manager at Bail Drift Drop-In Center, Mapulani Rishokechi, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And how are you, ma'am?
No, we are so well. Oh my goodness, you are doing absolutely amazing work. We wanted to celebrate you. So let's talk about the beginning. What inspired Merokomo Botsubotsi that you're doing out in Bail Drift Drop-In Center?
We had been inspired to create a safe space and supportive space for families in the community. And then we saw a gap in after school care program, nutritional and support for the community. And then we created program focusing on educational program, helping children with after school study regarding reading, writing, and school homeworks. And then we offer health program to the children at the center by doing the campaign, doing the behavioral change, which include the YOLO and Choni program regarding HIV. And then we offer psychosocial support, and then we are doing it one by one. If other children have challenges, we talk to them, and then we do referrals. And then we offer care programs, which include the home visit, which is done by our caregivers. And then we do referrals to the different stakeholders, the clinic, the school, the social grant, the social worker, the tribal office, if they are in need of something. And then we do support group to the families. And then we offer life skill program, which include the cultural dance, sports, drama, poems, and cultural activities. And then we have the crocheting program, which every child do crocheting. They learn how to do their stuff, like jersey, socks, and scarves. And then we also empower youth and strengthen families.
All right.
So,
Mapulani, so you're currently feeding over 200 learners through this vegetable garden initiative. How is this impacting on the lives of the children and families you're supporting?
Okay, thank you. And yes, it's true. We are feeding more than 284 OVC in our community, which initiated the children through the garden. They learn a lot from the garden. And then it makes their life easy, and then it reduces hunger in the community. It also helps family learn farming skills, because the household come to the center and learn more from our garden. And then we also encourage them to plant, to make a small garden at their backyard.
Yeah. Let's look at, you know, some of the biggest challenges you face in sustaining the programs that you run, because you really took us through a lot of programs and there are a lot of stakeholders that you support or refer people to. You know, how can the community and people in Limpopo who are listening, who have the means and who want to make a difference in these children's lives, how can they support the work that you're doing?
Oh, the most important challenge, the most struggling challenges we are having is lack of material, which include the stationery, the tablet, the toner, the chalks, and the pencils for our educational program, because we are focusing that to change the life of children so that they can become our leaders tomorrow. And then we have lack of nutritional meals to support our 284 OVC. The money we receive from social grant is not enough. Maybe if we can get sponsors to support us with nutritional meals to feed all 284 OVC, it will be better. And then the playing ground that will develop the physical skill of children. And then we have lack of laptop and printer. We don't have a laptop, but we have a small printer that sometimes it gives us some problem we have to fix it now and then due to lack of funding.
Yeah, okay. So I think those are quite reasonable. Just nutritious meals, and stationery and, some laptops here and there to assist with running the programs. Are you on social media? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? If someone wants to get in touch with you, how do they get you?
We have a website, which is Belgium Coping Center. And then we have a TikTok, which we can find that on Belgium Coping Center. There was a lot of information there. The contact details, the email address.
Oh, okay. So they just search for Bale Drift Drop-In Center.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Mama. And we just wanted to celebrate and encourage you so that you keep on going. You must tell the whole team, send our love, that we see what you're doing. We wanted to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing and all the best with the different programs. That's Project Manager at Bale Drift Drop-In Center, Mapula Nirshokeetri.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.